Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between Minnesota State University Mankato and the Center for Rural Policy and Development. I'm Jim Gullickson, along with Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's nice to have you here. I understand that you were at a conference recently that was talking about bioscience and a pretty bright future for that.
Right. Last week, the Southern Minnesota Initiative Foundation and AgStar and several other sponsors put on a bioscience conference, and they brought together a lot of different parties from various interests in the bioscience industry around the state, and they just basically presented to all anybody interested just what is bioscience and what is bioindustry and what can it actually do for Minnesota.
So
what is bioscience? Well, the definition of bioscience is it's actually encompasses a whole array of industries that are based on the science of how plants, animals, and humans function. So this is, we think a lot of like pharmaceuticals and medical type devices, but it also goes into ag and working with crops and working with animals and things like that. In Minnesota, one of the larger segments of the bioindustry is actually medical devices. We have a huge corner on that market, but there's a lot more to it, and the state and various industry groups are really interested in seeing this just build and be developed in the state.
So, and there's sort of other issues that connect to this, right? Like the technology piece.
Right. Minnesota has a huge research base in this particular area. In fact, we have the University of Minnesota. We have the Hormel Institute, which is a research institute of the university. And we have the Mayo Clinic and various other smaller organizations that do an awful lot of research in Minnesota. The U of M is one of the top research organizations in the country and in the world, and they turn out just tons of medical research and in other areas in engineering and chemistry and whatnot. But one of the issues that we've had with this is what's called technology transfer. You can do the research and you can say, well, it can be turned into this. But then a lot of that research in Minnesota actually ends up going out of state and being developed into products that are being made by businesses outside the state.
Well, we got to stop that.
We have to stop that. It's a drain. And so the thinking now and the emphasis now is how to keep that technology in the state, how to keep those projects here. And you need things like, you need really talented and skilled leadership and people who are willing to take this on. You need a skilled workforce and you need funding. And you really need people who can meet the needs and solve the problems of these businesses so they can develop fully in the state here.
And that's potential for rural Minnesota?
Definitely. Definitely. With our ag background, we have a lot of potential.
Look forward to better things on that and more information coming. So thanks a lot, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. Thanks for tuning in.